Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 1984's Purple Rain. Hey guys, Purple Rain, 1984. For anybody that doesn't know, this is the 4-year anniversary of Prince's death. He died 4 years ago in April of 2016. I remember it was weird. It was weird when he died too, because I remember personally the night before, I was like on Spotify. I was just listening to music and something in my head was like, hey, you know what? I want to listen to some Prince. And I was like, I remember I was like mad that they didn't have any Prince music on Spotify. I remember at the time. There's a whole bunch on there now. But at the time, I was mad that there wasn't any Prince music on Spotify. And I don't know why, because I was like, I ain't really... I mean, like, I fuck with Prince, but I didn't really fuck with Prince like that. You know, I know it's blasphemy, but I didn't really fuck with Prince like that, you know? I mean, like, I think he's incredible. I think he's an incredible musician, but I was just like, I didn't really... And I enjoyed, like, the last performance he had on, I remember that, I think it was that year or the year before that, he had, like, a great appearance on Saturday Night Live. Like, the performance was just... one of the greatest performances that Saturday Night Live has ever had in like decades. But you know, and I think like he's put on like the best Super Bowl performance in decades. You know, that was like in 2007, I think, when he performed at the Super Bowl. I think that was one of the best performances the Super Bowl has had. I don't think they've topped it since. But I remember, but like I didn't really, I wasn't, like, Prince was my dad's favorite artist, you know? Like, Prince was my dad's favorite artist, and I wouldn't know Prince because of my dad. My dad is a huge Prince fan, you know? Like, he's a huge Prince fan, he's a huge Earth, Wind, and Fire fan, you know? Like, those are his, like, two favorite musical artists of all time, you know? If you could tell him. My dad kind of fucks with Genesis, he kind of fucks with, kind of fucks with Van Halen, not too much, but he kind of fucks with them. But like, but Prince is upper echelon, you know, his favorite artist of all time, I want to say. And like, look, you know, like back in the day, a lot of kids should know this. Who grew up like me? Like, I want to say from maybe 30 on up, you listen to whatever your parents listen to, really. Like, you listen to, probably not even 30 on up, probably from like 30, I want to say like 32 on up. You listen to whatever your parents had on the radio, whatever your parents had on the record player, you listen to whatever was on that they put on. You listen to whatever they put on. And my dad loved Prince, so I listened to a lot of fucking Prince. Like Prince and Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was a lot of that. It's Van Halen, you know, it was a lot of that type of stuff. So like I didn't really have a choice in knowing a lot, especially Prince. I didn't have a choice and knowing a lot about Prince, because Prince was in my life a lot as a kid. So yeah, it's like that's but that's what happened. Like, you didn't have a say in what was on the radio. If you wanted to listen to something, you had to go listen to something by your lonesome, you know, whatever. Like, you're not touching that radio. It was like, if my dad wanted to listen to Prince, he wanted to listen to Prince. Same thing with my mom. If my mom wanted to listen to Whitney Houston, we listening to Whitney Houston. You know, like that. There was no there was no common ground. There was like no whatever they were watching. That's the same thing with TV too back in the day. I'm giving you a lesson, kids. Even though you probably like fucking Purple Rain. I don't give a fuck about Purple Rain, but you know, a lot of these young kids. But it's like whatever was on that TV, you watching. And I'm trying to teach. I have a daughter. I'm trying to teach her that shit too, cause like she whines about watching stuff. I want to watch this. I want to watch that. I want to watch. I was like, you would die if my parents were your parents, because you were watching whatever the fuck they were watching. That's what you were watching. You're like, there was no common ground. There was no negotiation. You're watching what you're watching what they're watching, and that's that. You know, you're listening to what they're listening to, and that's that. And I'm trying to teach my daughter that it was like, when you're a kid, there's no choices. There's no fucking choices. Okay? Like, you do what I tell you to do. And that's it. Like, discipline. You should try it. But anyway, let's go to this movie, Purple Rain. This is truly a movie I think I haven't watched in like 10 years. It's also my dad's favorite movie. Shouts out to you, Dad, if you ever listen to this. I don't know if he listens to my podcast. I doubt he listens to my podcast, but shout out to if you're listening to this podcast. But I think I haven't seen this movie in 10 years. I think the last time I saw this movie was like 2010, I want to say. I want to say 2010 is the last time I've watched this movie. And I was trying to think about what I thought about this movie like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I had to be like, what, 24? I want to say last time I saw this movie, I was 24. And even then, I'm kind of like a little baffled about what the hell I just watched, you know? Because, like, really, this is the movie that put that rocket ship to Prince's ass, really. This is the movie that put the rocket ship to his ass. A lot of people say it crossed him over, but I don't think it crossed him over. I think Prince was already a crossover artist, because I watched this movie, and this is a rock opera. This Purple Rain is a fucking rock opera, okay? You're like, Prince is playing rock music, and I really want, this is the thing I've always had a problem with black people. Black people never want to admit that Prince was rock music. Prince is fucking rock music. Like, he's playing guitar, he's got a band, The Revolution. Like, they're playing drums, bass, guitar, all this stuff. Like, Prince goes into like solos every now and again, like rock solos, like it's some fucking slash Eddie Van Halen shit, you know? Like, you know, like, he's playing his fucking ass off. He's just going into like hardcore, like fucking heavy metal guitar riffs. That's what Prince did, and I want black people to admit that shit. I really want black people to admit that Prince is fucking rock music. I was like, that's all I hear in him. A lot of people are like, oh, he's funk, he's R&B. I didn't really get that side of Prince until like maybe the 90s. You know, I could say 90s Prince is R&B, 90s Prince is funk music. Maybe a little bit of funk in like the late 70s. He's a little bit of funk in the late 70s, but in the 80s, he's pure fucking rock and roll, bro. He's pure fucking rock and roll. And I really want black people to admit that shit, that Prince is rock and roll. You know, you like rock music. Admit it. Okay? Just fucking admit it. The acting in this movie is fucking terrible. Prince can't act. Sorry. What's my girl name? God damn it, I like her too. Apollonia. Apollonia is fucking terrible in this movie too. I think originally this was supposed to be Vanity, but this is the cold shit. Oh my god, this is the cold shit about this movie. Pretty much, Prince replaced Vanity with Apollonia and started Apollonia 6 with this movie, pretty much. He started Apollonia 6 because originally the group was called Vanity 6, right? Vanity was the lead singer, and she had two. It's the same two girls behind Apollonia that are behind Vanity. Those two girls are in this movie. And he tried to make it look like Morris Day started Apollonia 6, but really it's Prince. Prince did this shit. He tried to make it a storyline. He tried to make it a movie. But then Apollonia comes out with like fucking Sex Shooter. My wife actually likes Sex Shooter. My wife actually likes that song. It's actually one of her favorite fucking songs. But it was crazy, man. Cause like I was like, this nigga just replaced a bitch in a movie. I was like, and he tried to make like he didn't do it. That's insane. But she's a terrible actress too. The best parts of this movie are Morris Day and Jerome. Morris Day and Jerome are fucking Black Abbott and Costello. They're fucking Black Laurel and Hardy. You know, all those old comedians. You know, they even do a fucking Who's on First line bit in this movie. The two of them do a Who's on First bit. They're the best part of this fucking movie. They really are. They're hilarious. I love Morris Day and Jerome. They're the shit. I like them. another thing on here is Prince's parents. Prince comes from a abusive. I mean, the prince in the movie calls himself the kid in the movie. Prince comes from an abusive home, a broken home. Like his dad beats his mom and shit. And his dad is played by Clarence Williams III. Clarence Williams III has always been kind of menacing to me. Like, he's always been a menacing, intimidating dude in everything he's ever done. I'm like, that guy has, like, crazy eyes. Him and William Dafoe. If you put him and William Dafoe in a movie together, I think the world would explode because both of those guys have the craziest fucking eyes I've ever seen. it's like they build bombs in fucking woodsheds. Crazy. That's what they look like. They look like they could be like the next Unabomber. Both of those motherfuckers. It's insane. But Prince's parents, like, his dad just beats the shit out of his mom. My favorite line in this movie is Clarence Thomas when he's talking to his wife, and I think she's talking about you're a monster or something like that, and his comeback to that was, "Don't I keep the heat on?" That was his comeback to that. It was like, "Don't I keep the heat on?" And I was thinking, I'm like, every time I'm just gonna yell that out randomly from time to time. I'm just gonna yell out, "Don't I keep the heat on?" Like, that's gonna be my catchphrase going through life, is "Don't I keep the heat on?" That's gonna be my catchphrase. Prince plays with a puppet in this movie. I don't know if that's like, cause like he's talking to two of his girls in the band. I think their names are Wendy and Lisa. And like, they're talking about, "You never play the stuff that we wrote and all this stuff." And like, he kind of deflects them by playing with a puppet. And the puppet has a voice, but Prince's mouth's not moving. And it's weird as shit. I was like, dude, I didn't know you were a ventriloquist as well, too. It's weird as hell. There's a lot of comical violence against women. My favorite is Morris and Jerome just throwing a bitch in a trash can. Like, just straight up just throwing a girl in a goddamn trash can, and like, it's nothing. Can't do that today. Even Prince's mom getting beat is kind of comical. Even Prince kind of gets a little rough with Apollonia. He kind of tricks Apollonia into like taking her clothes off at one point. It's comical cartoon violence against women in this movie. The middle part of this movie turns into music video. out of nowhere. It's just because they play When Doves Cry in the middle of the movie, and it's nothing. They just show you like everything that happened 40 minutes prior, you know, pretty much in this movie. I think that's pretty much everything in this movie. There's nothing. There's really nothing to this movie. It's pretty much just a promotional tool for Prince's album. A lot of the musical, I've just noticed, like, a lot of the musical movies, there's not really much to them. There's not really much to them. I was like, there is not really a story in this movie at all. At all. There's not really a story to this movie. But that's pretty much it. I give this movie I give it a 3 out of 5, really. I mean, like, it's entertaining. Morris and Jerome are funny as fuck in this movie, and the music's great. Apollonia is fine as fuck. That's another thing about it. Like, Apollonia is fine as shit, and we get to see her titties, so that's another good thing. But other than that, it's a 3 out of 5. Would I recommend this movie? Yeah, I recommend it. But that's pretty much it. I'll be back next week with another movie. I'm thinking about doing Blank Man. Really intensely thinking about doing Blank Man next week. I'll keep you guys posted. Peace.